Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. I believe it is October 30th, 2012. And let us begin. We will, of course, start with the storm of the century that seems to have come out of nowhere to leave its mark on the United States East Coast. As we are speaking, it is still moving in its rather odd path, and it has left a wake of chaos and destruction. And we would say that the world in many ways is a communication device. The earth that you live on communicates, and it communicates through activities that your scientifics call natural occurrences. But it is really speaking. It is very much like your vocal cords making sounds as you speak. And so, what is this saying? What is this saying to you? And it has much to do with our last discussion with the dismantling of the machine. You see, one of the big dangers of the world today is not that there's too many people or that there's not enough jobs or these sorts of things. It is that you are too concentrated in certain areas. And so you do not have the flexibility to take a storm like this and have it not be so catastrophic, have it not be so threatening. And this one went right through into a very populated part of your country. It's put millions of people out of power, has really raked up quite a lot of destruction. And much of the reason that this destruction is going to, the value of this destruction is going to be amplified, is because it is such a concentration of populace. And so one of the things the earth is going to be doing to you and speaking to you is going to be this idea that you need to disperse a little bit. There's other places on the planet. You need to move away a little bit. And just as a nuclear power plant that might cause a problem, causes people to move away, so too can storms like this. Now, if everyone thinks this is a onesie-twosie and never happen again, you will all rush back to rebuild. But we would suggest you take a look at places like those near the Missouri and the Mississippi rivers. Is it really such a good plan to rush back and rebuild? Now, this will be very hard because there are many people who are comfortable, and their livelihoods and economy and whatever are built around being in these concentrations. But we are here to tell you that that kind of living is not seen anywhere else in nature. Nowhere do you see such concentrations of anything. Everything disperses out. Everything moves around the globe, whether it is the insects or the birds or whatever. And so, as you approach the heightened weather conditions, and you begin to learn where on your earth you're vulnerable and where are the places that you are you would be okay to be the higher ground in this sort of thing. You might want to consider how you could possibly live there. Because what if the water that hit New York did not recede? This time it did. This time it's coming back. But what if next time it stays? What if next time the subways and tunnels remain flooded? We're not here to doom and gloom you, but we want you to think about it. How much of your life do you live on an edge? And how important is living on that edge to you? Whether it is on the edge of financial collapse, or whether it is on the edge of environmental collapse, or whether it is on the edge of many things. Is that really where you see the culture blossoming? And if you do, we would ask you to go look on a mountainside and see how many plants you see clinging to the side of a hill or of a cliff face. It's not really very, very comfortable. Plants move to more comfortable places, and there they flourish. These are metaphors. But again, it is the planet speaking to you. It is the planet speaking to you. It is the universe speaking to you. Because when you are concentrated in the way that you have allowed yourself to be, then you become a commodity. You become something that someone else wants to control and have dominion over. Why was it possible for the United States to break away from England? Because they moved away and they dispersed into a large country. If the few thousand colonists had lived on a small point of England somewhere, do you think England would have had trouble suppressing the revolution? If you think so, go ask Scotland. Go ask Ireland. They're still fighting in some of these places. So, as you watch the earth continue to speak to you, and you move through this period of time where there's great flexibility in your ability to move, you really are not in a position where you cannot move. You are not comatose, you are not paraplegic, you are a nomadic people that have traditionally followed the communication with the earth. When it showed you that it was going to be cold and the ice, the glaciers were going to come, you moved. You didn't sit there and stand in front of the glacier and say, "No, I will not yield." You listened. You listened to nature. And so that is really what the earth is attempting to do, is to get a culture that has not listened to nature to wake up and listen. It's not all that difficult. We know it is a very hard concept, because you want to think you have control over everything. You have been conditioned to believe that you can do anything and live anywhere and nature be damned. You've dammed rivers in places like this, and look at the troubles you've created with some of that. So you think that this is what you're here to do. You think because you can, it's what you should do. There was a time, years and years ago, in the antiquical past, back in Greece, when there was a place called Delphi. And in Delphi there were women called Pythia, who would put themselves into a state and become oracles. And these oracles would prophesize over ideas and thoughts and plans. And it was an insight that those who understood where this information came from, or at least understood that it came from a place beyond Earth, beyond the physical, that they could ask a question and get the bigger answer. Because sometimes when you ask a question and you don't look for the bigger answer, the answer you get is inconclusive or even misleading. For example, if someone would have asked the oracle about plastics, someone would have said, we've got this great idea for this new product, we call it plastics, and we'll be able to make all kinds of things without using natural ingredients. And the oracle would have thought about it and would have came back and said, not a good idea, because you will use oil, you will create a lot of pollution, you will create byproducts that will affect your hormonal situation. Go rethink it. Come back when you have some of these solutions. Because the oracle would have been able to see the mountains of plastic, the islands of litter that would be created if this path were followed. And you have followed it, and now you have it in front of you. And so, when these things begin to occur, and they have already started, Sandy, this latest tropical storm hurricane, is just one. You had the tsunami, you had many other things that have come along, earthquakes and such. As you see these occurring, we would suggest you take a moment to ask what is the meaning or the question, the communication that the Earth is attempting to give us. In other words, see if you can read the signs, read the message, and decipher it. You are now moving into your elections. You have less than a week. And you will all go to the polls, if you have not already, and you will pick your next president. And this is an opportunity to make a path change and go backwards to a previous place. And many feel that that previous place was comfortable. And we would suggest that would be like rebuilding the beach house, rebuilding the boardwalk. It may seem like the right thing to do, but if another storm is coming, is it the right thing to do? If you cannot begin to communicate with the non-physical realm and seek out the information that is there waiting to speak to you, then all you will be able to see is what's on your television, what your newspapers tell you, and you will find yourself further and further and further along a path that is difficult to walk backwards, to return to. So open your mind to this. This is our suggestion. And there are many who are listening to us who would say, oh, we're already there. Fine. But understand that your neighbors, too, need this. Because all of you as a people are moving somewhere. And the non-physical realm is here to bring information, as we are doing now, in the hope that you will act on some of this information and make changes that will bring you to a place of more sustainable living. And so think about that. Sustainable living. Is it sustainable to build a beach house right at the beach level on a place that has already shown a tendency to bring storms of devastation? Or might it be better to find some place a little further inland, a little more southerly maybe, or whichever? See if you cannot imagine yourself in that place of safety and nourishment and sustainable living. It's coming at you very quickly. It's coming at you all very quickly. Just as this storm appeared to come out of nowhere very quickly. So, listen. Listen to the messages. Because there is a non-physical realm, dimension, that is attempting to speak to all of you. It is a place you have not been able to listen to or communicate clearly to for a long time. But now the barrier is dropping. Now the veils are going away. And here you are on the cusp of Halloween, which is traditionally a time, Halloween All Souls Day, where the veils are very thin with the non-physical. But we are here to tell you that kind of permeability with the non-physical is going to become more and more and more of the norm very quickly. And you will learn a few things, such that there is no death. No one who died is gone. They have been here, going back and forth through time with you all along. It's a wonderful movie that just came out. A little bit shoot 'em up, but still a wonderful story. Cloud Sky, you believe it is called? We would recommend it, except for those who are squeamish. It does have some very violent connotations. But the concept is very interesting and very much what you are going to learn, those of you who do not already know it, is closer to reality than what you have been told. With that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure to go to all of you.